Today's podcast looks at the series of songs linked by the ballad named The Elfin Knight, a story of would-be seduction and impossible tasks. Along the way, I'll sing samples of the tunes associated with the songs and look at the background and printing history. The Laird of Elfin stands on yon hill. Ba, 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 lily, ba, he blows his trumpet loud and shrill, and the wind it blows my plaid awa'. If I that horn held in my kist, ba, 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 lily, ba, and then get wedded with him next, and the wind it blows my plaid awa'. But before I do that thing for thee, ba, 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 lily, ba, a well-sewed sark you must sew for me, and the wind it blows my plaid awa'. With an eyeless needle wanting thread, ba, 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 lily, ba, a well-sewed sark you must sew for me, and the wind it blows my plaid awa'. That tune was noted by Gavin Gregg and later by the American collector James Madison Carpenter from Alexander Robb of Newdear in Aberdeenshire. A young maiden magically summons the Elfin Knight into her bedroom, but he tells her she's too young for him to marry her and sets her impossible tasks to perform before he'll become a lover. She counters this by setting him equally impossible tasks. When the Elfin Knight declares that he's already married with children, she quite rightly rejects him and he disappears. It's important to establish the full story because later versions of the song, which we'll look at, only retain the tasks and these don't always make any obvious sense. This is a song in the form of impossible tasks, which might seem as a variation of the songs containing riddles and conundrums. These have been incorporated in folk tales and songs throughout Europe and North America. It was an old custom in Scotland and Northern England for the bride-to-be to personally make the dress shirt in which the bridegroom was to be married. Gavin Gregg felt that this might be the root of the ballad tasks. The young girl counters the impossible task by setting equally impossible task linked to farming. The earliest recorded form of the ballad, The Elfin Knight, dates back to a broadside version printed in the 1670s. It can be found in the Pepys collection of broadside ballads under the title The Wind Hath Blown My Plaid Awa'. The earliest version collected through a traditional singer was printed in Kinloch's Ancient Scottish Ballads in 1827. When these early versions were collected, it was the words that attracted the attention and the tunes were ignored. Bertrand Bronson, in his helpful and important work, The Singing Tradition of the Child Popular Ballads, felt that we had some difficulty in clearly linking the tunes to the early sets of words because there are no early examples of both words and tune collected together. He thinks that the broadside singers may have based the tune sung in the street on an earlier traditional tune. He identifies three specific musical groups. The first relates to the older form of the ballad and its link with the tune known as The Wind Hath Blown My Plaid Awa', which itself is related to Over the Hills and Far Away. The printing of tunes with identifiable words as the Elfin Knight have been collected by Gavin Gregg in the early 1900s and are available in the Gregg Duncan Folksong Collection Volume 2. James Madison Carpenter, who collected in the 1920s, also has a variety of tune variations. Some of the singers were the same singers from whom Gregg and Duncan contacted. The Carpenter tunes are available on the internet at the EFDSS Full English site. An early form of the ballad usually has the first refrain as bar, 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 lily, bar. Other first refrains include Over the Hills and Far Away and Blow, Blow, Ye Winds, Blow. The second refrain tends to remain constant as The Wind Did Blow Her Plaid Awa'.
Then it's, oh, young man, I've a little bit of land over the hills and far awa', between salt seas and the sand, for the wind it blows my plaid awa'. You must plough it with a horn over the hills and far away, and so it weigh a peppercorn, for the wind it blows my plaid away. And you must cut it with your penknife, over the hills and far away, and soak it in the blood of your life, for the wind it blows my plaid away. And when you have wrought your work over the hills and far away, come back to me and you'll get your sark, for the wind it blows my plaid away.
The tune for that version of the song was collected by James Madison Carpenter from Beldunkin of Inch in Aberdeenshire. I've read several theories on the meaning of these refrains. On one hand, they have sexual connotations, and on the other, that the first refrain is a corrupted form of some ancient protection spell. As I'm not an expert in these things, I'll leave it to you to make your own choice. As the Elfin Night passed through the community and down the ages, the story frame has been lost, leaving the task to stand by themselves. This is especially true of the English and American versions of the song. Scarborough Fair and Whittingham Fair and other variations have a very simple frame that seems to reflect on a lost love. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Remember me to one who lives there. The first printing of the song form was in Northumberland Minstrelsy in 1882, edited by Bruce and Stockhorn, under the title Whittingham Fair. It was reprinted in English County Songs in 1893, edited by Lucy Broadwood and J. Fuller Maitland.
Are you going to Whittingham Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one that lives there, for once she was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Without any seam or needlework, for once she was a true love of mine. Tell her to wash it in yonder well, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Where never spring water nor rain ever fell, for once she was a true love of mine. Now he has asked me questions three, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. I hope he will answer as many for me, for once he was a true love of mine.
Bronson is much more confident about the tunes of this second group. He feels that the Scarborough Fair group of songs belong within the tradition. He tells us that all the variants of this group are in triple rhythm. The actual event of Scarborough Fair began by royal charter in 1253 under Henry III and took place over 45 days in autumn. The fair lasted about 100 years and eventually ended. The song collection boom of the early 20th century soon showed the song to be widespread throughout Britain, Ireland and North America. The most popular version of Scarborough Fair was collected by Ewan McCauley in 1947 from Mark Anderson of Middleton in Teesdale in County Durham. McCauley himself recorded this version in 1957 and published the tunes and words in his book The Singing Island. It was later recorded in 1965 by Martin Carthy and later by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Paul Simon added a counterpoint song named Canticle. It made a very attractive song and became internationally famous. I'll return to this version of the song as an end performance of this podcast. Some versions of the collected song have the first refrain as "Let every leaf or rose grow merry be time."
And it's you will go down to Rosemary Lane, where every rose grows merry and fine. You pick me out the finest boy there, I will make him a true love of mine. Tell him to get me an acre of land where every rose grows merry and fine. Between the salt sea and the sea strand, then he will be a true lover of mine. And tell him to plough it with a ram's horn where every rose grows merry and fine. And sow it all over with one grain of corn, then he will be a true lover of mine. Tell him to reap it with a cock's feather, where every rose grows merry and fine, and bind it all over with strappings of leather, and then he will be a true lover of mine. And when he has finished all of his work, every rose grows merry and fine. Tell him to kindly call for his cambric shirt, and then he will be a true lover of mine.
The tune and words for that version was collected in 1972 by Tom Munnell from Mrs. Elizabeth Jeffries of Kilmore in County Wexford in Ireland. It's very similar to a version collected in 1954 by Seamus Ennis from Thomas Moran of Mohill. The most recent herb motifs, such as parsley or savory, sage, rosemary and thyme, has been subjected to some study. Lucy Broadwood, in an article for the Journal of the Folk Song Society of 1907, and Annie Gilchrist, in a further article in the Journal of the Folk Song Society 1930, tells us that traditionally each of the herbs was a protection against evil or sorcery. The herb motifs also denote human characteristics. Parsley is associated with passion and death. Savory enhances sexual desire. Sage relates to wisdom. Rosemary, also known as the elfin tree, strengthens remembrance. And thyme is linked to virginity or possible frugality.
My father had an acre of land. Ayo, sing ivy. Me father had an acre of land. With a bunch of green holly and ivy. He ploughed it with a team of rats. Hey-ho, sing ivy. He ploughed it with a team of rats and a bunch of green holly and ivy. He sowed it with a peppercorn. Hey-ho, sing ivy. He sowed it with a peppercorn with a bunch of green holly and ivy. He reaped it with the blade of his knife. Hey-ho, sing ivy. He reaped it with the blade of his knife and a bunch of green holly and ivy.
The songs in the third group, An Acre of Land or Sing Ivy, appeared with their tunes in the early 19th century and were widespread throughout southern England. It might be argued that The Acre of Land does not actually link into The Elfin Knight, but is just a song of impossible tasks sung in the nurseries. This song does not make any mention of sexual contest or lost love. It's a comic song with unlikely actions dealing with arable farming. It does, however, contain links to the tasks set by the woman in The Elfin Knight and may well have been originally influenced by The Elfin Knight. The refrain within Acre of Land, a bunch of green holly and ivy, are linked to counter spells and protection against sorcery. Holly relates to purity and blocks unwanted forces, and ivy protects against witchcraft. So a reference back to The Elfin Knight, well, you decide. I will end this podcast with a performance of Scarborough Fair performed by Catherine McGurk Madge. The tune and words were collected by Ewan McColl in 1947 from Mark Anderton, who was a lead miner, of Middleton in Teesdale in County Durham.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Without any seam or need. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to wash it in yonder dry well. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. That no sprung water nor drop of rain fell. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to dry it on yonder thorn. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. That nurse or blossom sitting sad and was born. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Now that questions three. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. I hope you'll answer as many for me, and you shall be a true love of mine.
Oh, will you find me an acre of land?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, between salt water and the sea strand. Or never be a true love of mine.
Oh, will you plough it with a lamb's horn?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and sow it all over with one peppercorn. Or never be a true love of mine.
Oh, will you reap it with a sickle of leather?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme,
and tie it all up with a peacock's feather.
Or never be a true love of mine. And when you've done and finished your work, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, then come to me for your cambric shirt, and you shall be a true love of mine.